Hello, you're welcome once again to the Transformational Leadership Series with Tian. I trust we are doing very fine, and I trust that each and every podcast we have been able to listen to on this series has in a very large way been able to make a positive impact into our emergence and development as leaders. Today I'll be talking about a topic of which is of high essence, of which we need to know. How many of us have ever been put into a point where we get to wonder what truly is the start point of leadership? What truly is the definition of where leadership really starts from? Now, today I will be talking on the start points, the alpha of leadership. So please stay tuned, get your book and pens, and please follow through with me. Now, definitely we must have been able to understand that leadership is the capacity to lead. Leadership is the capacity to lead. And I'll be talking about five P's as to the start point of that capacity to lead. The first point I would be liking to bring in is that for leadership to start, there must be a perception of a need. There must be a perception of a need. There must be a specific problem that has been spotted of which we are to solve, of which we are to bring to light for there to be success. So the start point of leadership is that there is first of all a perception of a need in your location, in business, in your career. The start point of leadership is that you spot a problem and you have been able to move towards, been able to address, and been able to note down that particular problem. So the first standpoint or the first start point of leadership is the perception of a need. What is needed in this place? What can we bring in to this place? This place seems to be lacking. What can we bring in to bring about an elevation in that place? So there is first of all a perception of a need. Secondly, there must be a possession of a gift. There must be a possession of a gift. This is having the competence to address that need. Now, I'd like to give a practical example. Let's take, for instance, I'm made the president of Nigeria today. Now, after getting into the place of leadership, I begin to spot the problems and need of the Nigerians, of the place where I am leading. After that, I move towards addressing that need because I have been able to build a level of competence to be able to meet that required need. So there must be a possession of a gift, a possession of an ability, a possession of a competent ability that can be able to meet up with that need. If I am not been, if a 5-year-old child will find it quite very difficult to lift a bag of cement. Why? Because he doesn't have that gift. He hasn't been able to build up and develop his bones to be able to pick up the bag of cement. But you see, someone of within the age range of 25 to 30 should be able to pick up a bag of cement. Why should he be able to do that? Because over time, or with him, is the gift and the competence to be able to meet up with that need. So the next point I would like to go, which is my third point, is that there must be a parading of a passion. There must be a parading of a passion. It is one thing to have a vision. It's another thing to be passionate about your vision. Now, we have been put in the spheres of leadership. We are about to enter into the spheres of leadership. We have been able to spot the problem. We have been able to put ourselves and bring out that gift that has been given to us by God to be able to meet up with that need. We must be passionate about it. You see, passion comes from the inside. If we are not passionate about it, we won't take a step. One of the major reasons why we have so many falls and flaws in leadership is because the leaders are not passionate about their spheres of leadership. Once you become passionate about the sphere of your leadership, you move towards solving a problem. You know, as humans, we are passionate about ourselves. passionate that we need to make waves, passionate that we need to be successful, passionate that we need to get the best cars, passionate that we need to bag the highest of degrees. If we can, as much as we are passionate with ourselves, also be passionate about those who we lead, passionate about our different levels of influences in careers, in business, in the spiritual world, in the ministry, if we can also be passionate, then definitely true leadership, the start point of leadership, begins to emerge. The major reason why many are selfish, we have so many selfish leadership, we have so many self-will leadership, is just because there have been a break in passion. Are you passionate about it? If you're passionate about it, then definitely you will move to ensure that it is successful. Now, I move on to my next P, which is my fourth P, which is there must be a persuasion of people. There must be a persuasion of people. What do I mean by this? It means there must be an attraction to get people to join in you. Now, one of the most appreciable assets that every leader must be able to understand is that human beings are the most important resource we have on earth. Human beings so far will definitely always be appreciated and always be useful and always be needed. And leadership is not about working alone, but about working with people. If you are a leader and all that is around your spheres of leadership, you are only the one involved, you are just leading yourself. Leadership comes in because there are people to lead. Now, we must be able to cast our vision. We must be able to be passionate. We must be able to build a charisma that can attract people to join in our cause. If I say I want to start a business, I definitely will need a teamwork of people to be able to work with me, because definitely I can't do everything. So true leadership is where we are being able to cast the vision for us to persuade people to join in what we have decided to do. So when we spot a problem, when we have been able to find a perception to the need of the problem, when we have been able to possess a gift, competent ability to be able to disseminate and do this need, when we have been able to parade a passion, we must also be able to persuade people to join in with us for the levels of leadership that we desire. Now, lastly, which is my fifth P, is there must be a pursuing of a purpose. There must be a pursuing of a purpose. Hereby, we employ measures to accomplish the desired goal. Now, I like to bring everything into a synergy. Now, I've been put in a place, or I'm about to be put in a place of leadership, and I spot that, oh, this is the problem. I have spotted the problem by perception. After spotting the problem, I move towards to the place of, oh, I have the gift inside of me. I'm competent enough to be able to make sure that this problem is solved. Then I move towards planning. I move towards wanting to know more, thereby building a high level of passion to be able to start up with. Then from there, I persuade, oh, can you please join me in this course? I'm seeing that we need to do this. I'm seeing that we need to do that. I'm seeing that this place need this. Can you please join with me? Let's move together to be able to do that which I have perceived. Then after, we begin to employ measures to be able to meet with that goal. You see, everything will be dormant until there is a pursuing. Every perception, every passion will be dormant if there is no an action, which is the place of pursuing, to be able to get to where we are going. So the start point of leadership that we must understand is that there must be a perception of a need. There must be a possessing of a competent gift. There must be a parading of a vision. There must be a persuasion of a people. And there must be a pursuing to get to a purpose. Thank you very much. I'm very sure and trust that you have been blessed with this. So for that leadership that you are about to start, please implore all this peace that I've been able to give to you, synergize it together, and therefore your start point of leadership will start making a positive impact. Thank you very much for listening.